He's Nick Miles, and this is Our Auto Expert.
Locally created, nationally celebrated, from the Northwest to the Southeast, this is America's Car Radio Show. If it has a throttle, we'll feature it on air, online, on mobile, or on smart speaker. This is Our Auto Expert. I'm your host, Nick Miles, along with Truck Girl Jen, and we are talking about some interesting things that are happening in the industry. I have noticed a trend of car companies becoming more sustainable with taking some organic parts and some recycled parts and using them inside of cars. Ford is probably the leader in this with their soy seats and recycled water bottles for the interior. Mazda also trying to do things like use mushrooms to make car parts. But there is a new chapter with Ford and McDonald's, and Debbie's joining us from Ford to talk about McDonald's joining forces with Ford to use coffee bean waste in car parts. Now, Debbie, the first question has got to be, what happens when it rains? Do they wash away?
No. So using the coffee staff, which is the skin from you roast coffee beans, a really fine skin peels off of it. And so that skin is mixed with plastic and then molded into parts.
Okay,
so we're
good.
Replacing a very heavy mined mineral that we used to use with a very lightweight coffee chaff. So we're reducing the part weight by 25%.
All right. So what sort of car parts, or unless it's still a secret, are you going to use this in? Where will we find this inside the car?
Yeah, so we're excited. There's no secret here. We are going to start putting this on the headlamp housing, so the backing of the headlamp on the Lincoln Continental to start, and then we have a migration plan to roll out to other vehicles as well. The reason we picked a headlamp housing is because two light bulbs go through that housing, and they create a lot of heat. And this material actually has better heat performance, higher 20 degrees Celsius heat performance improvement compared to the old material we were using.
I have a question for you. Is what color is it? I mean, did you guys change the color? Is it still like that dark brown or?
That's an awesome question. I don't think anybody's asked that question. So we generally take our plastic and we add carbon black to it.
Okay.
And in this case, it is a very, very dark brown, almost black as well, but with certain really high light, you can see the coffee color in the background.
Oh, that's cool.
Debbie, if I go to my Lincoln that has this part in it,
Are you going to start licking the headlamp?
No, stop. And I go to the hood, and I open the hood, and I put my head under the hood, and I take a long, deep sniff. Will I smell coffee?
You will not.
Oh.
I know. I love coffee, so I'm the first to say, give me coffee smell.
Is it?
But unfortunately, when we process the material, all of the odor is removed. But that does allow us to use this lightweight, robust material in the future for interior applications, because we do sell to an occasional customer that doesn't like the smell of coffee.
I'm disappointed in the lack of tastes there are and smells there are in these cars when organic parts are used. I want to be able to lick things and no, I don't
See,
really.
Told you.
I'm disappointed that we can't go a little bit more crazy because there seems to be more and more organic parts being used in cars. Are you, Debbie, are you experimenting with other things in the future? Are you looking at other materials that could be used? Maybe you're looking for other applications for coffee or other organic materials?
Yeah, so I've been at this for 20 years in the lab. I'm actually the person that launched soy foam into the Ford Mustang in 2007. It's now on every vehicle Ford makes.
We Congratulations.
Have wheat straw bins. Thanks. We have wheat straw bins on our cars. We have rice hulls under hood components. So that's after the food portion of rice is removed, the hull is left over. It also has good heat properties. So we have it under hood in the F-150. We've had coconut fiber, cellulose from trees last year. So we've been really, really focused on this effort of using plant-based above-the-ground waste material. But this is the first one where we're actually working with another major industry and another big company like McDonald's. So we're excited about circular economy and the future where we exchange materials that are offal from our processes with each other instead of landfilling.
Take me through the process. How does the coffee bean start? Where does it start? And how does it end up in the Ford?
Yeah, so McDonald's is a big, big coffee supplier, over a billion cups of coffee a year, 2.5 million cups a day. So they grow their coffee in Brazil, Colombia, Guatemala, Costa Rica, many, many coffee plantations. The beans are shipped to many roasters. The roasters, when they're roasting, they generate the chaff as a side product because the bean sort of peels during the high heat process, and the chaff is left in pretty much the form that we need it. Then it's shipped to our material supplier called Competitive Green Technologies in Ontario, Canada. They do some processing, some chemical magic to compound it with plastic and make pellets, and then Varroc, a headlamp supplier, molds the part for us.
All right.
So it's kind of a long process, and you know, our dream is to make these, not ship the materials all over the place, keep them in, at least we kept them within North America this time, but to keep them local in the very end, use what's agriculturally available right where we're assembling the car.
All right. I mean, I'm kind of excited about all these different things doing it. I think we probably need to get all of these things together and put them all in piles so we can see what starts and then eventually what ends up in the car as well. I'm glad. I've probably got a few suggestions for you, too, that things that you should be using. I want to be able to smell deep fried food and strawberries, too.
No. My question is, who came up with this idea? I mean, did somebody just say, hey, let's try a coffee bean in the car? I mean, these are some amazing things you guys come up with.
We are a group that loves to have fun in the laboratory.
Good.
Believe it or not, scientists like to have fun, and I always have a cup of coffee attached to me. So it was startling. One day I walked into the lab with this big, big mug, looked at it and said, hey, there's got to be waste here. There's got to be something, you know? So the team, I don't know why they listened to me, but they went away, they started to explore, and they came back and said, you know, what about chaff? And so they, you know, thought about that as a waste product. We contacted McDonald's, and they were super enthusiastic because, really, there's not many things you can do with chaff. All and right. So a lot of times it gets lit on fire to get rid of it. Why not use it for some durable product?
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing this arriving in Fords and Lincolns of the future. Debbie from Ford, who is the senior technical leader of their very brilliant program now, in which we're using McDonald's coffee. Coming up, more stuff on Our Auto Expert. Stand by.
More of Our Auto Expert with Nick Miles is coming up.